If there are gold stars to be given out today, the first one goes to Georgia Baldwin, the Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor, because it's like 20 below wind chill out there, and she trudged through all that terrible winterness to come here and talk with us. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning, Paul.
No, this is not your favorite kind of weather, is it?
Oh, it's tough. This is tough weather for me. But you know, with the schools closed today, it was actually a pretty smooth drive, so that's good.
Right.
I think the County Road Commission in our area kept up pretty well, considering. I mean, it was a lot of snow in a short period of time.
And it was. Saturday, I was out briefly, just briefly enough to know I didn't want to be out anymore. And a lot of people were because, you know, Saturday, that's errand day. You know, everybody's out running the store and everything. And it was nasty out there.
It was nasty. So I'll take this maybe over the snow. But, yeah I'm trying, Paul. I'm trying to find the good. It's already the worst day of the year, right?
So, well, yeah, it's Blue Monday.
It was Blue Monday, know, yeah. So I'm trying to find the
I'm trying to find positives.
The light, yes.
So exactly.
Look to Dr. Martin Luther King. He's got some great quotes. So focus on that today.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Fort Gratiot County government, because that's what we do when you come in here. You have a new treasurer in Fort Gratiot.
We do have a new treasurer. Bob Beekler was appointed at Wednesday's meeting. And, you know, it's hard because we're all here because we lost our friend. You know, it's not somebody left midterm by their own choice or they retired or something. So it really kind of made the process harder, I think, for the board. But then the other side to that is we had really, really qualified candidates, and that also made it difficult. So it was a tough decision. Bob Beekler. He stood out to me personally. I don't want to speak for the board because he had started to get involved with the township more. So they each would have brought something, a different skill set that would have been great for the township. I think every candidate would have been wonderful to work with. I think they would have been an asset to the office. Bob stood out to me because he'd started with the planning commission maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, as I started to see his leadership role take shape on the planning commission, and then the planning commission appointed him as their representative to our zoning board of appeals. So he served there, also sits on our board of review. And so his background was more varied, because when you look at what a treasurer does, they're also part of the legislative activity in our office. It's not just the treasury part. Out of the three elected officials, there are four trustees and then a supervisor, clerk, treasurer. The clerk and treasurer are required to appoint a deputy. And part of that is so that the duties of the office can be continued should something happen. You know, supervisor, I guess it doesn't matter. Something when I'm gone, it's like, well, somebody will figure it out. But the other two, you know, statutorily, they have such a variety of things that are required to be done by law that, you know, we've got a great department. We've got a great deputy treasurer. Lisa Scotcher is our deputy treasurer. And so I think that you're going to see that it's going to be a good mix. And there are certain things that because of his background, he can kind of hit the ground running with and things that we really hadn't picked up. So there are a couple of little things that I've been able to do in the last couple of months. The deputy, Lisa, she's really knocking it out of the park. The deputy treasurer for our county, Molly Crory, has been an amazing help. So the network of people who are coming together to make sure that Fort Gratiot stays as running as smoothly as we can at the same time while we're grieving has been pretty incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know that everybody pulls together in times of crisis, don't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Birchwood Mall, because I'm sure that's what everybody wants to talk to you about. And we got to preface this with Fort Gratiot Township doesn't own Birchwood Mall, doesn't dictate what stores get to go in Birchwood Mall. It is its own thing. It just happens to be in Fort Gratiot Township. Nonetheless, it's a huge economic driver for Fort Gratiot, too.
It is. Well, and it started the economic, you know, I mean, it's Birchwood Mall came in, and that's why we have Kohl's and TJ Maxx and, you know, Meijer, Walmart, all of these stores that it's when you start to lose them, you really realize how much you kind of take them for granted.
Yeah.
And so Birchwood Mall is a concern, and I know I continue to say this, but malls nationwide are struggling in, you know, how they look today.
Yeah.
So all in one building, for the longest time, everybody wanted to just go to one place, one-stop shopping. I don't want to go to all of these different places. I want to go and be inside. I can get my shopping done. Well, we've kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And now people want direct access. I don't need to walk by 15 stores to get to where I need to go. I want to get in and out, get out of my way. And that's where we are today. So,
or I'm going to stay home and I'm going to order it all on my tablet.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And yes. It'll show up in 2 days on my doorstep.
Right, right. But no, for as impatient as I think that we've become, Amazon has really taught us that 2 days.
Yeah.
You can wait for anything for 2 days.
If I can order it from my couch, I can wait for it for 2 days.
Yes. But if I go to a store and it's not there, holy
yeah,
cow.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so we... You know, got word that Justice is closing, and that was probably a pretty busy store, you know, girls' clothing, young girls' clothing. And what I think was really interesting is I read an article, and there was a quote from a person from Brookfield whose name I had not come across yet, who did talk about opening the door to repurposing. And that's really positive for me. It's you know, we've been so frustrated with trying to get some line of communication open with the mall. We've had it and not had it. So it's been probably the last year that we've had no communications. Any question you wanted to ask, well, you're going to have to, you know, email so-and-so who's God only knows where.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been very frustrating for us because, you know, we're not trying to reach out to say, tell us what you're doing. And I need to know your plan. It's, open the lines of communication. Can we help? Can we partner? We have an amazing regional group here in St. Clair County that's network is larger. It is mind-blowing how large that network can be. So we just really want to say, you know, we think that the property, we think that the site has still a ton of value, opportunity, potential. But if there's something that I could be doing in the meantime on a township level or someone else in our group that could be helping with something maybe at a state or federal level, we have those connections. Please reach out. Or at least just respond back and say, no, thank you. Something.
Something.
You know?
Anything.
But it's just been zero.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we did that study with the EDA and Metro Planning and MSU last year, it came with some great data. And, you know, I don't know what Brookfield would do with that data necessarily. You know, I don't know from an owner's eyes what it really looks like. I know from my, you know, my field of vision, it looks like it's a pretty neat study and pointed out a lot of things like gaps and what we're missing. What are people spending money on that's within 30 miles that could be here? I would think that'd be pretty valuable information. And so I hope that someone is looking at it, that someone has at least seen it. You know, it's not maybe what they would look for in a study, but here's the real data. These students took a lot of time and put a lot of thought into this, and it's based on what's really happening in nationwide trends, the trends in our area. So I'm hoping that this quick little comment in this article that I read is a sign, because like we've talked about before, they've continued to improve parts of the mall. It doesn't appear to me like they are going to allow it to become a blighted property.
Yeah, they're not going to bulldoze it.
No, well, yeah. And sometimes you can see where they just stop the maintenance. So all of a sudden, you know, they're only maybe having the grass cut once a month instead of every other week. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just those little things that you can start to notice, that's not happening on this property. So I'm really hoping that it's because they've got a plan for it. If you know, I follow along with Brookfield on places like LinkedIn and mm-hmm. different things, and they really are doing a lot with their properties. So I'm hoping we're somewhere on the list, even if it's within 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that it doesn't become a blighted property, because that does attract other blight. It, you know, someone will then, they're not really paying attention across the street, or Kohl's just figures, well,
yeah.
You know, do I really need to pay the landscape guy every, you know, 6 days, or maybe can I get away with 10?
Exactly. And, yeah.
You know, so that is absolutely a concern. And, but it's a valuable piece, and you know, we just really hope that that's the direction. But for the first time, I have hope. I have more hope than I've had in a long time, because it's been in April. It will have been a full year that I've had someone from, and that was with Rouse. So after I had a contact with Rouse in April, and I think shortly after that it switched to Brookfield, and I have not had any contact. You know, I try to find people, and I just send out this email. I don't know who these people are. It just says Brookfield Properties at .com. So So I'm trying to just setting things out. Like, please, you know, we're trying to find a name.
I can only imagine what it must be like working for an entity like that that owns shopping malls across the country, because that's a tough business to be in today.
It is. It is. So they're in, because they're not, and they're not running them like shopping malls anymore.
Right.
They've made them little interior cities. What they've done is they've enclosed a downtown. Is what it's going. What seems to be the trend. Offices, fitness, entertainment, living space, retail.
Yeah.
It's an enclosed downtown with all parking all around it. Right. So I think it will be good. I think it will offer, you know, if we can go through some repurposing like they've done with their other properties, I think it'll be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
I think when you see what they've done, you know, our weather isn't amazing, and it's always thrown me off places like Partridge Creek. I don't know how, what are they doing today? You know,
right.
It doesn't appeal to me. I'd have to be pretty desperate to go to that Apple store.
Well, there will be people there, though.
They will, but it's not a quick walk.
No, it's not.
So, you know, for our climate, you know, a mix of some indoor, outdoor, I think would be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, variety, right? Variety is the spice of life. The more you can throw variety into things, it works, and it keeps people coming back for many different reasons. So, I might not need to shop in a mall store on a weekly basis, but I might go to the gym or the post office, maybe hit a store on my way in. Maybe, you know, as Target continues to expand, you know, their grocery offerings are getting a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So much potential.
Yeah,
so
no much doubt. Potential. It is the hot topic of conversation when people start talking about the mall. It's kind of like, well, what would you do if, you know, you could, you know, put anything in there that you wanted to? And it's interesting.
Well, warehousing for Amazon, recreational marijuana growth. And I think those are probably the top two that I hear. You know, and after that, people are like, well, malls aren't, you know, there's no such thing as malls anymore. And you're right. Well, I don't know what it's going to be called.
Yeah.
You know, you hate to call, I don't mean to continue to call it the mall. So if you ever read a quote from me and I'm calling it the mall, it's not because I have this delusional idea that it's going to be a mall, you know, with all just retail stores like we're used to, but it's still 1 million square foot building that has great potential to do some fun stuff with the right backers. And
we'll see.
Yeah. I don't
It'll
have
be an
the,
interesting year.
We don't own it. Right.
That's what exactly.
If I could do something with it, but a recreation center, oh my gosh. Possibilities are really endless.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, it's fun to talk about, and we'll hopefully hear some news sometime this year. In the meantime, stay warm.
Thank you, Paul.
That's all I can tell people today, is just stay warm. I don't know how, but just try.
Try whatever you can. If you don't have to go outside, I don't recommend it.
No, it's very, very cold. Georgia, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Paul.
Appreciate it. Georgia Baldwin, the Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor, with us on WPHM 726 now.